stories at townhall.com.
Good morning on I-95 going north at Edgewood Avenue. We're looking at a wreck. It's blocking the right lane. 295 north on the Dames Point Bridge. Another crash blocks the right lane. And at 295 north and 103rd on the west side, we have another report of a wreck there. We're looking at a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise warm with a high of around 90. Partly cloudy this evening with a low of 76. And right now it is 76 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Starting this week, there will be a new budget and dozens of new laws that are poised to take effect here in the Sunshine State. President Trump says he will have a Supreme Court nominee by July 9th. And a strong U.S. economy will contribute to the expected rise in travel this holiday week here in Florida. That's according to AAA.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Everybody tells me this week is dead. I mean, what do you mean, for business and everything else? I mean, everybody around here is taking off. You and I get Wednesday off,
yeah,
which is fine. I mean, I'm not union. I think everybody else is around here. But so, I mean, but as everybody's going to say, it's going to be a slow week. They're actually talking, you know, usually when the fourth, by the way, everybody, good morning. 6:03 right here. Ed Dean along with Roger Henderson back in the studios. Thank goodness to be back from Orlando. Oh, my word. Traffic is just... I will never complain about Jacksonville traffic after going through Orlando.
Yeah, it's really rough, and that's why... You know,
I had to wait on the valet for 45 minutes.
You know, call me, you know, a rhino or whatever, but I am looking forward to a bullet train one day going from Jacksonville to Orlando, so I don't have to drive down I-4.
Well, I don't think anybody has a problem with it. Just don't use taxpayer-funded dollars for it. I mean, they've tried...
Let Disney pay for it.
Well, let Disney. I mean, you know, they try to do this in many states, and it just doesn't show that it pays for itself. But the All Aboard Florida train, you know, they got supposedly a lot of private money, so hey, good, more power to them. But yeah, it's good to be back in the studios, but everybody's taking off this week. AAA says, according to the economy, that's what they said, quote, according to a strong economy, this is going to be the highest number of people on the road than ever before.
Wow. You know, people, they have extra money in their pocket. They go out and they spend it. And, of course, that helps everyone because every place they go to stop to buy something here and there or a restaurant, that's money that supercharges the economy, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, so that's a lot that's been taking place. The Democrats, who's winning? Who's losing? It's the first week in July. Even MSNBC, along with their friends at NBC, on Meet the Press, Chuck Todd says, all this success by Trump is, quote, superficial, but he's winning and Democrats are wheeling, or should I say reeling as well.
Retirement of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy this week helped make one political reality clear. Despite his overall unpopularity, President Trump is winning and the Democrats right now are reeling. How about the Republican Party? The president's approval rating among Republicans is around 90%. Elected Republicans fear criticizing him, and the party has become a cult of personality, his. How about fake news? Mr. Trump has turned that phrase, which initially referred to the phony Russian-generated stories designed to support his campaign in 2016, into an applause line now to discredit responsible reporting showcasing his misdeeds.
So he says that the fake news out there is just a soundbite to somehow discredit the responsible reporting out there by the, quote, fake news.
Yeah, I saw that. He was really fired up and passionate about what his little monologue there on Meet the Press.
Yeah, it gets a little bit better.
The Mueller investigation. The president has succeeded in convincing millions that the investigation is biased, despite trafficking only in innuendo and not providing evidence.
Wait a second. So the president has succeeded in convincing millions out there, but yet when you look at the Democratic pollsters of Mark Penn and Peter Hart, again, even the majority of Hillary Clinton Democrats sit back and go, okay, we don't think there's anything here. Let's just get on with other issues.
The mainstream news media have dug themselves into this hole, and it's no doubt people don't trust them, especially when they do something blatant, and it's been years and years and years they've been doing it.
Then there's the economy. It is doing well, but it was doing well before he took office.
This is just great. They can't give this guy any credit whatsoever. Yeah. It was, yeah, the AAA number of people driving out was well before President Trump got in. The stock market, which is up over 26%, which we'll get into the clip,
right,
since that high. I mean, you've got record number of businesses, small optimism, business repatriation, coming money back in.
Right.
None of this happened underneath President Obama, yeah, the way it's happened underneath President Trump.
Yeah, Chuck Todd needs to explain that problem to Apple Computer and Amazon.
Yeah, it's talking about fake news.
Yet with unemployment down and jobs jobs being created, President Trump is getting this credit. Still, much of Mr. Trump's success is superficial. But if the Democrats' reaction this week to the Kennedy retirement proved anything, it's that the Democratic Party has not figured out how to succeed in the Trump era.
So, I mean, we blame Bush if the economy doesn't turn around. The economy's doing well, then it was President Obama's figures and stimulus and everything else out there. Within a year to a year and a half, he got all of the credit out there. But then again, President Trump doesn't deserve anything. Kind of interesting discussion.
And to be frank with you, you know, that flies in the face with very liberal CEOs of some of our biggest corporations like Apple Computer, like, as I alluded to earlier, Amazon.com, that gave out huge bonuses to their people. And even Comcast, which owns NBC, his employer gave out bonuses to some of their employees.
As you know, last week, Democrats, as far as the establishment, number four in a row, Joe Crowley from New York, was defeated in a Republican primary by a gal who calls herself a socialist out there. Free health care, free education, abolish ICE. And CNN's Jake Tapper was asking Illinois Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth, has your party moved too far to the left?
Democratic Party.
I think it's the future of the party in the Bronx, where she is. I think that we as legislators need to listen to our constituency.
Are you concerned at all that your party is going too far to the left to either win in the midterms or win back the White House?
And she says, in order for us to win back the White House, we have to win the Midwest.
Well, I think that you can't win the White House without the Midwest, and I don't think that you can go too far to the left and still win the Midwest coming from a Midwestern state. I think you need to be able to talk to the industrial Midwest. You need to listen to the people there and in order to win an election.
Is that a Democrat, or is that somebody following the lead of President Trump back in 2016?
You know what? If they can learn something from him, I think they're probably taking that playbook and trying to replicate it.
You know, Howard Dean back in, as liberal as he is, remember, you remember that?
Right.
He said something. He became the DNC chair back in 2006. Democrats won. Even in a good economy, they won the House and the Senate. He said something that some Democrats got a little riled by, but I think he was exactly correct. You know, you've got to be here honest on this radio show, which we've been for years, Roger, calling on both ways and both sides, is that he says, you know, Democrats are not winning in the South. He goes, for all those guys with guns on their gun rack in the back of their trucks mm-hmm. and have the Confederate flags, he says, we've not done enough to win those votes over. The Democrats in 2006 put up establishment candidates, and then you had people like John Tester, who's a pro-gun Democrat out of Montana, Jim Webb out of Virginia. They won against the established Democrats. They won as a more of a moderate approach. They won as guys who supported the Second Amendment. And guess what you saw? Democrats were winning in the South.
Do you think they can replicate that today?
Do you think, what, do you want to have another die-in by David Hogg in a public supermarket?
Yeah.
I mean, they're so afraid to talk about this issue that, again, they had to approach it when Democrats in the South, based on the issue of guns and maybe mm-hmm. other hot-button issues. But you got the Democrats say, well, we've got to win in the Midwest based on an industrial, and then I could be dealing with the issues of terrorists and trade. But what about the issue of companies coming back mm-hmm. due to all the tax cuts?
I don't know. In the era of instant media from anywhere in the country, it's going to be difficult for the Democrats to have one message for the Northeast and have a different message for the South.
You are exactly correct. When it comes to the issue of the media, Jim Acosta was on CNN this week. He's a reporter for CNN, but he was on one of the weekend TV shows. He says, if you notice that Fox News is always, and the conservatives are always attacking the news media because Obama and Hillary are no longer around to beat up.
Well, to some extent, you know, the president, Fox News, they don't have Barack Obama around anymore. They don't have Hillary Clinton, although the president goes after Hillary Clinton a lot, so does Fox News. And so we've sort of replaced Obama and Hillary, they need somebody to attack, and I think build that role.
I mean, really? I mean, we go back to modern days, back to 1992, ignore the media, vote for Bush. Remember that back when H.W.'s running for re-election? The media has always been despised by conservatives. And by the way, vice versa, conservative media heavily for the last 15, 20 years has been despised by the far left.
Right. Exactly. They actually hate the conservative media.
Part of the issue is I think, you know, instead of wanting to focus on the president's behavior, they'd rather focus on our reporting on the president's behavior.
Maybe they don't feel you accurately report the president's behavior, whatever. So let me ask the question. Should it be based on your behavior? What if your behavior is the actions? What if the actions refer to the bills that you passed? Is there something wrong with that behavior as well?
You know what? I think they have been reporting on the president's behavior. You think about Stormy Daniels. They played that.
That was behavior 12 years ago, not currently.
I know, but it is not resonating at all with anybody.
Well, that's true.
Seem.
So even it goes a little further, Jim Acosta, and he says the problem that the mainstream media has with this relationship between Trump and Fox News, he says, it shows it's become a system of, you ready for this, state-supported media. What have you heard that before?
You know, listen, there are folks and I on the conservative side of the spectrum in the media, you know, I refer to them affectionately as the megaphone. They, by and large, just echo what the president wants to hear and what he wants to say. We see that a lot happening over on Fox News. And, you know, what we have in this country right now, Brian, and people need to be aware of it, is we don't have what we have traditionally seen as the media's role in this country is having essentially a free press. We have what I would consider to be a system of state-supported media, and that you have all...
Now, just bear with us. Listen to the reasons why he says he thinks we have a state-supported media or state-run media.
White House, you have a president. They lend so much support to one individual news network, which gives them beneficial coverage, that it has changed the nature of what we view as being our system of delivering the news in this country.
Wow.
You know, I think we have a system where one network benefits from a very symbiotic relationship from the White House, and we all have to grapple with that.
Wait a second. Wasn't this the argument by conservatives, not by one, but several of the news outlets of ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, the rest of them, of having this, as what he calls this, incestuous relationship with President Obama?
You know what? The interesting thing, and that is a huge compliment for Fox News Channel, he's implying that one network
that was a dig.
Is probably more influential than all the other networks, news outlets, and bloggers combined in the United States. Unbelievable.
Yeah, those numbers just don't add up. More as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255, 13 minutes after the hour. Talk radio, WBOB.
On 995 North at Edgewood Avenue, there is an accident. It's blocking the right lane. 295 North on the Dames Point Bridge, another crash. And if you're 295 North at 103rd Street, you'll see another accident there this morning. Traffic is being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hi, this is Matt Caldwell, and I'm running to be your Commissioner of Agriculture. During my time in the Florida House, I was an unwavering supporter of our Second Amendment rights. I wasn't afraid to stand against my own party, especially when they voted to put restrictions on those rights. I fully support our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. As a life member, I am proud to stand with the NRA, and I'm even prouder to have their endorsement in my campaign for Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Matt Caldwell. I stand for my principles. I will not back down. Scare tactics won't work with me. The Commissioner of Agriculture oversees our concealed weapons program, and you can count on me to protect that program from liberals who want to tear it down. To those liberals who are determined to destroy our Constitution, I will be there to stop you. I'm Matt Caldwell, and I'm asking for your vote. For more information about my campaign, please visit my website, votecaldwell.org. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Matt Caldwell, Republican for Commissioner of Agriculture.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
A mix of sun and clouds for most of the day, then maybe some thunderstorms by the afternoon, a high of around 90 degrees, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 76, and currently it is 76 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9, Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says he'll have a Supreme Court nominee by July the 9th. The strong U.S. economy will contribute to the expected rise in travel this holiday week here in Florida, according to AAA. And starting this week, there will be a new budget and dozens of new laws that are poised to take effect here in the Sunshine State.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. More as we continue to move along, of course, the big issue that is seemingly being poised up as the next big debate with the Supreme Court, the replacement of Justice Anthony Kennedy, is about the issue of abortion. Has just been reported that, of course, President Trump says that he will make a decision by July 9th. That's pretty quick, Roger. I thought that might have been a little bit longer. He has time to get this accomplished. But the question is the abortion really going to be the main discussion when it comes to this? Fox Business News' Maria Bartiromo was interviewing President Trump, and President Trump says, you know, the next Supreme Court justice, this whole issue may kick it back down to the states.
Are you going to ask your nominees beforehand how they might vote on Roe versus Wade? Because on the campaign trail, you said you would leave it to the states.
Well, maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about in terms of having an effect. But we'll see what happens. But it could very well end up with states at some point.
Now, we know it's a given the president says he wants to go after and get conservative judges out there.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that automatically mean that they've got to be pro-life? I mean, remember, that was an interesting story back in the case with health care, you know, with certain things about whether or not abortion would be allowed with Obamacare. And then, of course, should Medicaid expansion. And then, of course, how will the states deal with that and all the other stuff? Not that we're trying to mix apples and oranges here. But remember, a conservative justice, who is a conservative, John Roberts, mm-hmm. some would say, you know, was wrong in this issue right there. The president says, I'm not looking to put a litmus test. But you notice that all the left mm-hmm. wants to put a litmus test on all their picks or who they might want to oppose when it comes to the Supreme Court.
Right. The Republicans learned back when Judge Bork was being nominated, when he's the confirmation that you do not ask and don't talk about the issue of abortion, because that's going to give the left an opportunity and a reason to deny your confirmation. What surprises me, Ed, is all the Republicans that are not on board with the conservative agenda. You take people like Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Earlier today, you played the clip. She wants to have respect for precedent, which basically means she wants to keep Roe v. Wade as it is.
Right. Now, the question that we keep discussing, a lot of politics behind this, is it wise for the Republicans to vote this fall before the Senate now, not the House, because the Senate decides all the confirmations, about whether or not they can, everybody believes that the Republicans are going to pick up more seats in the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
If you were worried about disgruntled Republicans, I keep asking the question, and I know Democrats are poison this as well. I mean, man, they're agreeing with me. But, I mean, the bottom line is why not wait till after the election to ensure that you don't have a Susan Collins or a Jeff Flake or a John McCain? Some would advocate, well, what about those like Donnelly, maybe Bill Nelson in Florida, and what about Manchin? I'm not convinced. I mean, if their numbers show that they're going south, mm-hmm. then why would – and let's say that their numbers show among the polls, which you've talked about. They always break down the polls, that the Dems may not be showing up to the polls. Then why would you want to throw gasoline on the fire then? I'm not convinced they're all going to end up voting for the next Trump nominee pick.
Well, you know what? What's very interesting is both Mitch
McConnell – Red State Democrats is what
I'm talking
about. Right,
exactly. Both Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer both want the president to wait until after the elections in order to –
No, McConnell wants it done in the fall.
In the fall. Okay, well, I'm just thinking the fall. But Chuck Schumer says wait till after the elections. Maybe the president says, you know what? If Schumer wants us to wait till after the fall, I want to do it now. That might be his rationale.
Yeah, they're all doing numbers on that. But is the issue really about abortion rights? As Roger just pointed out, Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, says, quote, anybody that's hostile towards Roe versus Wade will not get my support.
Roe v. Wade to be settled law. I would not support a nominee who demonstrated hostility to Roe v. Wade, because that would mean to me that their judicial philosophy did not include a respect for established decisions, established law.
So it is an established law. Whether you agree with it or not, it is an established law. Many of those on the liberal side believe it was a bad ruling back in 1973, that it needs to be left to the states. For those of you that listen to this show, we have a lot of lawyers that listen to this show. Let me explain this to the audience. Now, I'm not trying to downgrade or not trying to educate the audience. I'm just telling you what they've told me, because this was a discussion that we talked about on Friday's show and over the weekend, is that each case, there will be specific issues of abortion coming from the Supreme Court. They don't think it's going to be one generic, hey, abortion is illegal, let's kick it back to the states, or let's just, you know, it should not be legal throughout the rest of the country. For example, Obamacare, and this is what several of the lawyers that listened to the show were emailing me over the weekend, is that, for example, you notice there were several lawsuits dealing with Obamacare, Hobby Lobby, religious liberty, Medicaid expansion, whether or not, so there were, it wasn't just one size fits all. They have been emailing me saying there's not a one size that fits all, Roger, when it comes to the issue of abortion. For example, you have states that want to limit sometimes to 20 weeks of pregnancy. You've had them in the area of partial birth abortion. Florida, which has parental consent, parental notification, and all that type of stuff here. So is it one that will just have the magic wand? They say no, it'll be an issue. The question is will it be left and kicked back to the states?
Right.
That is another big issue as well.
Right. Overturning Roe v. Wade, you know, just to be frank with all the people who are pro-life, does not necessarily mean we're going to end abortion in every form in the United States just yet.
That's right. That means it leaves it to the states, where the states could have a stricter or a much more liberal area when it comes to the issue of abortion. Even South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says, listen, after years of Roe versus Wade, you know, it has been affirmed, it's going to be tough to have it to be overturned. But he says if it comes to that area, both sides need to listen before they make a decision.
Well, I'm pro-life, and the job of a judge is to call, decide cases before the court. But one of the concepts that really means a lot in America is stare decisis. That means you don't overturn precedent unless there's a good reason. And I would tell my pro-life friends, you can be pro-life and conservative, but you can also believe in stare decisis. Roe v. Wade in many different ways has been affirmed over the years, but I would hope the justice that sits on the court, all of them, would listen to the arguments on both sides before they decided. But stare decisis is a well-known concept.
But this is an interesting thing. We're going to be talking with David Williams from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance on this whole issue. There are a lot of issues coming from the Supreme Court. This past year was the freedom of speech, a good year for conservatives out there. What about the issue of regulations? Nobody's bringing that issue as well. The Supreme Court sometimes will hear anywhere from a dozen areas, and sometimes they'll kick it back to the states. This is at the lower courts. For example, the issue of the Colorado banker Jack Phillips out there. That issue is going to come back most likely in front of the Supreme Court on the issue of free speech, religious liberty, and things of that nature. But the bottom line is the left has somehow deemed that it's all going to be about abortion.
Yeah, that's the thing they're most concerned about. Probably only right after that would probably be the LGBT marriage equality argument.
Well, they may kick it back to the states on that issue as well.
Right.
If you had a little bit of money, and it doesn't take a lot of money to invest into the market. We're not talking bitcoins. We're not talking gold. We're talking about the market based on not quantitative easing, not the Fed's injecting money, but based on the free market out there. How well has the market done since President Trump? This means the rate of return that you could have gotten overall. That's what some are saying. CNBC, Seema Moody says this year and since Trump's been in office has done tremendously well. Take a wild guess how good the stock market's gone up.
Oh, gosh. You know, the Dow, and
that's a great answer, Roger. All right.
Okay, I don't know.
Strategists are still bullish on this market is the reduction in the corporate tax rate. Take a look at this chart. The stock market climbed about 16% in anticipation of the tax cut, then consolidated a bit once we got the final announcement. Overall, S&P 500 has gained 28% since President Trump was elected, and the tech sector leading the way. It's really been seen as a large beneficiary of the tax cut. That's pushed the Nasdaq on this winning streak, now higher by over 8% in 2018. Small businesses that are more domestically oriented also have been given a boost by this lower tax rate.
So 16% before the tax cuts were even voted, it took effect. Now you've combined them. There's been overall about a 26%. She says this year, half of the year is done with as bad as the market has gone down in some cases, the talk of tariffs and maybe oil prices going up 70 to 90 bucks a barrel. The market has done 8% or over. Folks, that is a tremendous rate of return on your money.
Right. It's based primarily, would you say, on optimism?
No, it's based on effect. It's 16%, but you combine it, but it's based on the effects of Wall Street. And remember, we have, according to CNBC, this is the largest amount of numbers we've just seen in retail alone. The market has gone up since that of the days of Bill Clinton, and the business optimism of small business, the highest we've seen, the second highest since that of the days of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, things are humming along with the economy for sure.
President Trump says, he tells Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business News, phase two of the Trump tax cuts, he wants to push them later this year.
because we've seen the impact to the economy. What do you want to see happen now? Does the economy need even more stimulus? Are you looking for a phase two tax
cut? We're doing a phase two. We'll be doing it probably in October, maybe a little sooner than that. And it'll be more of a middle class. We did a lot for the middle class, but this will be even more aimed at the middle class.
He says more aimed at the middle class. And we'll continue to cover this more as we continue to move along. 26 minutes after the hour, talk radio WBOB.
If you are on I-95 going north at Edgewood, look out for a crash blocking the right lane. Police are on the scene on the Dames Point Bridge. Big problems there. Crash has two lanes blocked. And at 295 north at 103rd Street, we see another accident there this morning.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyder Mann and Daikin. License number CAC 181-3307.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 30th, starting at 5 p.m., it's the Orange Park Freedom Festival, featuring country star Craig Morgan, fireworks, and more. Wednesday, July 4th, from 7:30 to 10, it's Red Hot and Boom, featuring a dazzling fireworks display on the St. Johns River at the Jacksonville Landing. And Wednesday, July 4th at 9 p.m., enjoy the 4th of July fireworks celebration at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of around 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening, 76 the overnight low. Currently it is 76 here at WBOB.
Remember last week we talked about how the Florida Coalition of School Board Members, this was all over the map in Jacksonville newspapers and throughout the state. We broke the story on FloridaDaily.com where they accuse or they... Well, I accuse insinuate. I mean, that's more of a tone word in that and of other cities, Duval County, for inflating school grades when people were taking the test. We're going to have this debate coming up in just a little bit right here. 222-TALK, 222-8255. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ahead of President Trump's announcement of a Supreme Court nominee, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine saying that she could not support a nominee who would agree to overturn Roe v. Wade, Mr. Trump promising to announce the nominee in a week. Manuel Lopez Obrador has won Mexico's presidential election on his third try. He's a leftist candidate. Electoral authorities say it appears he captured over half the votes. Canada has started imposing tariffs on $12.6 billion worth of U.S. imports. The L.A. Lakers should be NBA playoff contenders again after getting 14-time All-Star LeBron James to sign a four-year, $154 million contract. Stock futures sharply lower this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures down 223 points. NASDAQ futures off 57. More details at srnnews.com.
On I-95 North at Edgewood Avenue, a crash has the right lane blocked. On the Dames Point Bridge, major delays northbound as two right lanes are blocked because of an accident. And at 295 North, right before 103rd Street, look out for a crash on the right side of the highway. We're looking at a mix of sunshine and clouds today, and then thunderstorms by afternoon, a high of 90, partly cloudy this evening, overnight the low 76. Right now it is 76 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A strong U.S. economy will contribute to the expected rise in travel this holiday week here in Florida, according to AAA. Starting this week, there will be a new budget and dozens of new laws that are poised to take effect here in the Sunshine State. And President Trump says he will have a Supreme Court nominee by July 9th.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Don't forget to go to Facebook.com/WBOB. Anytime you want to listen to this morning show or any other show throughout the day, or many of you, Roger, they listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's the recorded part of the show that you might have missed going into work. You were missing something or you had to be there or whatever. Somebody was calling you, said, Ed, I missed that. Just go to the website, WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. Download the app. Thousands of you, tens of thousands of you have done it. You listen to the morning show every day. We're grateful. Just go to the website, WBOB.com. And any part of the show that they've missed, they can catch it right there. More as we continue to move along, Ed Dean again here along with Roger Henderson. So the Dems, are they in disarray? I mean, now, Roger, this is kind of an interesting take. I want to play another clip from Chuck Todd, who is the host or moderator at Meet the Press, where, again, Trump saw this affect the positiveness economic news. All happened because of President Obama, North Korea, everything. It's all superficial, he has said. But then again, he says, whether or not you like the president, he is winning right now. He says, and when you look at the Democrats, they seem to be pretty much in disarray.
The Supreme Court fight has exposed a Democratic Party largely united in opposition to the president, but divided over goals, messaging, and tactics. But it's not clear what that plan is. Democrats with 2020 ambitions, eager to win progressive support, are promising the base a fight. But the Senate's Democratic leaders are reluctant to give them that fight. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is stuck on a procedural argument. In 2016, Democrats ridiculed Senator Mitch McConnell's maneuver to deny Obama appointee Merrick Garland a vote before the election. Now, they are adopting the same argument. While three red state Democrats who voted for Justice Neil Gorsuch are up for re-election in states Mr. Trump won. And they met with the president this week. In the House, the defeat of New York Congressman Joe Crowley by a rising star left Democrats with no obvious heir apparent to leader Nancy Pelosi, and the calls for Pelosi to step aside for a new generation of leaders have grown louder. The stakes for Democrats could not be higher. Kennedy's retirement sets in motion the biggest change on the court in half a century.
Now, for Meet the Press to cover this, which is not bad, I mean, despite that many conservatives may differ with them and how they report the news, that actually was pretty much accurate. Again, everybody talks about how the Republicans are all in disarray. You see it on CNN, MSNBC. NBC kind of reported that there was a major, almost a coup, trying to poise effect against that of Nancy Pelosi. The left, just as bad as, and I think some of it may be, in fact, I think a lot of it has been inflated on the Republican side. The argument about the pro-choice, the millennials and LGBT. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, folks. It's been there for the last 25 years, okay? But what's never been reported, Roger, is the disarray on the left. You saw a big win by progressives. In fact, progressives are winning throughout the country, mm-hmm. at least on the issues in the primary, whether it's the ODB, old Bernie Sanders crowd out there. The question is, can they win in the general election? So there is a disarray on the left, but it's not really widely reported.
You know, what's so interesting when I hear that report, it almost sounds like the establishment Democrats are mad at the progressives since...
And vice versa.
Exactly, since, you know, Democrat spokesmodel Alexandria Cortez beat the guy who was supposed to replace Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House should the Democrats win the House. So they're definitely in a lot of disarray right now.
I mean, you have made a good point about, okay, New York Democrats are in many cases not the same as maybe North Florida Democrats, okay?
Right, exactly.
They may agree on issues, on social issues, but I know they're all maybe on the issues of guns and all of that out there. The question is, can this individual win in the general election? Yeah, I think progressives can win mm-hmm. in a general election. But according to Tammy Duckworth, senator from Illinois, was asked this question on CNN by Jake Tapper. He says, have the Democrats moved too far to the left?
Party. I think it's the future of the party in the Bronx, where she is. I think that we as legislators need to listen to our constituency.
Are you concerned?
And so she makes a good point. If that's what the ideas of her constituency is, of free college education, free, you know, abortion clinics out there, free Medicaid to pay for all this, abolish ICE. If that's what her constituency wants, then she's abiding by those out there who she represents. But Duckworth also said if progressives and Democrats want to win in 2020, they've got to go through the Midwest.
At all that your party is going too far to the left to either win in the midterms or win back the White House?
Well, I think that you can't win the White House without the Midwest, and I don't think that you can go too far to the left and still win the Midwest coming from a Midwestern state. I think you need to be able to talk to the industrial Midwest. You need to listen to the people there and in order to win an election nationwide.
Now, she sounds a lot like what Trump was talking about, but do you think that, again, the Democrats, I mean, they're too busy running for the primary. Do you think they realize that they've got to win those states that Trump won in order to win the general election?
My guess is, Ed, they're probably thinking one election at a time. Let's go ahead and get through the primaries and then probably change their tune a little bit once the primaries are over.
Wow, very insightful there, Roger. One election at a time. No, I think they're ignoring. I think they're totally ignoring the Midwest on that. With nearly $90 billion worth of spending, that includes money for schools, university, healthcare programs, more infrastructure, as of this week here in the Sunshine State, 105 new state laws. Many of them range from bullies in school to protection against seniors. One of them is called the opioid issue. Physicians will be limited to prescribing a three-day supply for the pain here unless strict restrictions are met with a seven-day supply on that area. Criminal records. Let me read to you a few things that are taking place this week as new laws. Here in the state of Florida, criminal records, a person may request the removal of their arrest booking photo from a website or anywhere else that can be publicly accessible. I don't have any of those, by the way. But the request may be sent, registered via email and things like that. It's another one. Another big issue has to do with school bullying taking place. Also, the nation's first private school voucher program for bullied students takes effect this week. It allows students who are victims of a bullying or another violence act to transfer to a different public school or receive a private school voucher through the HOPE Scholarship Program. The vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Here's a law that I was totally kind of unaware of being born and raised in Florida, but marriage. Anyone under 17 will not be allowed to marry. Marrying a 17-year-old must be no more than 2 years older, while minors will need parental consent. The old law allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to marry with the consent of both sets of parents. Interesting. That is an interesting topic when you think about that.
16, I think it's a little young to get married. You know, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this isn't Laura Ingraham Wilder's Little House in the Prairie, but all the other things. That's kind of an interesting discussion. Also, the Sunshine Protection Act, Florida has endorsed a plan to remain on daylight savings time year-round, but it needs Congress to amend existing federal law to allow that change. While the rest of the eastern United States will set their clocks back in the fall, Florida wouldn't, leave it more with the Sunshine State in the evening, which is great, during the wintertime.
What would be the argument for that? I think it has to do with simulating the economy, I think.
How so?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know. The question itself is stimulating the economy.
Yeah. Well, I think if we're...
Energy prices, some would say, maybe might be saved. Who knows? But let the states
decide. Energy, and also commerce between states, you know, outside of the eastern time zone.
Veteran benefits. The state will expand the reduction or waiving of professional licensing fees for military members, veterans, and their spouses. That also provide same regulatory waivers for certain military-related professional licensees. May I know I'm going to get emails about this. And first off, who cannot be for? I mean, this is a great move for the military. Mm-hmm. But some would ask, hey, we want to take care of our military, but why can't this apply to other people as well? You do. I don't mean if you know this was a, remember we covered this story. The phones blew up. Florida has the fifth worst ranked area of the economy when it comes to professional licensees. CDL license, a Class D license to drive, getting your hair braided, 300 hours worth of cosmetology. But yet when it comes to the financial world, it's less money. Yeah. I mean, excuse me, it's less per hour requirements.
Yeah. It's really crazy. And with respect to the military, these people are already professionally trained by the military. Some of the best training you can get anywhere in the world, but their credentials in the military up until this point were not transferable in the state credentials.
This has to do with business licensing fees. So don't get carried away on this. This is talking, they're just going to waive them because they're part of the military. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just telling you, I will get emails going, well, that's great. Who's playing identity politics? I'm telling you, the left will email me today. Really? Well, wait, you accuse the left of playing certain identity politics. What about those of you on the right? Here's another interesting one. Foreign businesses, state agencies, and local governments, like here in your local community, will be prohibited from entering into a contract with companies that boycott Israel. State agencies are also banned from investing with those businesses with the government of Venezuela. And here's another big one. You ready for this one? This is a new state law that takes effect this week in Florida. Incarcerated parents. The Department of Children and Family Services will be required to involve the incarcerated parent of a child who receives child welfare services in their cases planning and progress. Wait, you mean to tell me that we've separated the kids and the parents because of a criminal case?
Now, some countries, and hopefully this doesn't happen here, if the mom or dad goes to jail and they are the custodial parent, the kid goes to jail too. And the whole family unit there is locked up until mom or dad gets out of prison.
Well, in this case, they're looking at that where it goes to an adopted family or even somebody else in that state, which, I mean, how can you not be against that? So, yeah. So all of this, as a lot of things are taking place, by the way, the left is complaining of weaponizing of the First Amendment. Mark Seidman, a law professor at Georgetown University, says, quote, "When I was younger, I had more of a standard liberal view of civil liberties, and I've gradually changed my mind about it. When I've come to see that it's a mistake to think of free speech as an effective means to accomplish anything more than just society." So free speech is being thrown out the window, and that's just amazing of all that. So we will continue to cover this more as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255, email address ed@wbob.com.
On 995 North Edgewood Avenue, that accident from earlier, still causing a little bit of delay. The right lane is blocked, but they are working on clearing that up. 295 North at 103rd Street, we're looking at a wreck. And on the Dance Point Bridge going northbound, the right lane is blocked because of an accident.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley had the number one hit that year, All Shook Up. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Five got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And this month, Boger Shoes is featuring the Birkenstock Giza, a proven classic with signature support and an anatomically shaped court latex footbed. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those 3 words brings feelings of fear and anxiety, and it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. We are J. David Tax Law, a local law firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. At J. David Tax Law, only experienced tax attorneys will represent you, and our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
A mix of clouds and sun today and a little humid, and by afternoon we're expecting some thunderstorms to roll in. High today around 90. Partly cloudy this evening, 76 the low, and currently it is 76 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Starting this week, it will be a brand new budget and dozens of new laws that are poised to take effect here in the Sunshine State. President Trump says he'll have a Supreme Court nominee by July 9th, and a strong U.S. economy will contribute to the expected rise in travel this holiday week here in Florida, according to AAA.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Hey, Roger, what are you doing for our 4th of July this upcoming week? Besides taking and sleeping until 10 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yes, 10. Yeah, my definition of sleep in is 5:30 a.m. But we already had plans of going to the movie with my wife and at least one of my daughters. And then maybe either go out or do a cookout. We'll see.
Exciting, man. I know. You are Mr. Excitement, man. We call you lightning around here because I'm just kidding with you.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good. AAA says because, and now this is AAA now, they've said because of a strong economy, that must happen. You know what? They predict the highest record number of travel with here in the local area in Jacksonville, also throughout the rest of Florida. But it says, quote, the strong U.S. economy will contribute to the expected rise in travel throughout this week. And why isn't President Obama getting any credit for this?
That's a good question.
Why is President Trump getting all credit for this? I mean, I can't tell you why President Obama should get any credit for it. I'm just asking.
Well, the first thing people look at are gas prices, and President Trump has called Iran under the carpet. People were expecting gas prices to go up. Haven't really gone up that
whole lot. Oil prices are going to go up, they say, to about $70 a barrel right now, to 90. And some people are saying, well, the consumers can absorb it.
Well,
that's great coming from a millionaire telling us that we can absorb it out there. Jim Acosta from CNN. You know, get out, Jim. You know, he's the one, you know, Mr. Fake News out there left and right. He was on CNN over the weekend saying that, you know, he says, Roger, the reason why that Trump and conservatives are beating up CNN right now is because they don't have, you know, Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. They don't have Obama or Hillary to beat up anymore.
Well, to some extent, you know, the president, Fox News, they don't have Barack Obama around anymore. They don't have Hillary Clinton, although the president goes after Hillary Clinton a lot. So does Fox News. And so we've sort of replaced Obama and Hillary, they need somebody to attack, and I think that we've sort of filled that role. Part of the issue is I think, you know, instead of wanting to focus on the president's behavior, they'd rather focus on our reporting on the president's behavior.
Well, I mean, we've had so many clarifications that we had to redo, not we, but they've had to redone on President Trump and a lot of stories that were not accurate. So why not focus on the behavior? I mean, what you're focused on Fox's behavior, what, agree with it or not, with President Trump. And yet he says, well, and it's kind of because they don't have Obama, Hillary to beat up anymore. So let's just beat up on the media. May I remind you, they've been beat. Conservatives have been beating up on the media since heavily that of the days of Sam Donaldson with Ronald Reagan. But let's be honest. I mean, I remember back in 2010 when a lot of conservatives won. The liberals were calling up this radio show complaining about right-wing talk radio and Fox News controlling everything.
You know what I find so interesting is he said that we don't have Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton to beat up anymore. And so we've become the media, he's speaking of himself, the people that get beat up on. I wonder whether or not that's going to have an effect where they can maybe help to get, you know, someone elected that can replace them as being the punching bag, so to speak.
He also says the relationship with President Trump and Fox is, how many of y'all heard this before? He says, it's nothing more than a state-supported media coup going on.
You know, listen, there are folks, and I, on the conservative side of the spectrum in the media, you know, I refer to them affectionately as the megaphone. They, by and large, just echo what the president wants to hear and what he wants to say. We see that a lot happening over on Fox News. And, you know, what we have in this country right now, Brian, and people need to be aware of it, is we don't have what we have traditionally seen as the media's role in this country is having essentially a free press. We have what I would consider to be a system of state-supported media.
Wait. He's telling us that Fox News, along with President Trump, is a monopoly. It's a state-run media. That's pretty much what he's saying.
Yeah, totally ignoring NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, CBS, NPR, and all the other media outlets out there. The only one that matters is Fox News Channel.
You have a White House, you have a president. They lend so much support to one individual news network, which gives them beneficial coverage, that it has changed the nature of what we view as being our system of delivering the news in this country.
Wow.
You know, I think we have a system where one network benefits from a very symbiotic relationship from the White House, and we all have to grapple with that.
Now, he sounds like some of my conservative friends back when President Obama was in office, that there was this love fest, that there was very little criticism of taking place without a President Obama and things of that nature as well. But here's the interesting thing when you look about it. If you had to compare, okay, liberals versus Republicans on other networks, I would have to say there's probably more liberals on Fox than there are conservatives as far as a panel debate on CNN, on CNBC, and also on MSNBC.
You know, you're probably right there. And I guess the big difference would be that when it comes to the mainstream media being in the tank for the left, they aren't as blatant about it as the Fox News Channel commentators are in their support of right-wing issues.
Yeah, even if you look at the numbers of Fox News, they don't outweigh ABC, CBS. Remember, these guys are on regular news. Fox is on cable.
Right.
And at the highest mark of their shows, some nights compared with Hannity, whatever, they might have around 4 million. That's normally the same group of people that also will contribute sometimes to watch it during the day. Talk radio, give or take a few million, may have, let's say you had 40 million people. Okay. How many people voted last year? 100? How many millions out there?
Exactly.
And just somehow to sit back and dictate, I mean, that Fox has, and conservative talk radio has this ultimate control over voters, just as doesn't buy. But then again, I wonder if the media is too easy of a scapegoat, even by conservatives. I mean, you ever notice that you and I have covered, well, if so-and-so lost an election, it was based on the liberal media or based on an editorial page. But yet we know what editorial pages are all about. When people go, well, I'm appalled they did a hit job on Congressman Rutherford. Well, I'm appalled that you're appalled. It's an editorial page of a local newspaper.
Exactly.
What do you expect? So I wonder if it's just too easy to beat up on the media on both sides.
It is, and I like the fact that you're breaking down the numbers. You know, Fox News Channel, for example, you know, does not have the same audience as all the mainstream media out there. It's primarily concentrated in the South as far as the majority of their audience, and it's, to be frank with you, a lot of old guys who watch that channel all day long.
How well are the tax cuts doing out there? Well, it is July now. Let's talk about the first half of the year. According to Fox Business News, President Trump says he wants the second phase of tax cuts to go through. Now, some of this, when you hear the clip, may get you a little excited. Some may not. He says he wants to get this done sometime in the fall. According to what he is saying, that this will be aimed at a stimulus for the middle class. And one of the questions he was asked, well, I'm thinking about maybe bringing the corporate tax rate from 21% down to 20% on this clip.
We've seen the impact to the economy. What do you want to see happen now? Does the economy need even more stimulus? Are you looking for a phase two tax
rate? We're doing a phase two. We'll be doing it probably in October, maybe a little sooner than that. And it'll be more of a middle class. We did a lot for the middle class, but this will be even more aimed at the middle class. One of the things we're thinking about is bringing the 21% down to 20. And then for the most part, the rest of it would go right to the middle class. It's a great stimulus.
Now, one thing that he did not say is the rest of it would go to the middle class. Now, he's talking about the tax cuts, which is plural. Mm-hmm. Larry Kudlow, a senior economic advisor, had sat back and said, well, maybe we're looking at maybe more individual tax rates, maybe areas of the capital gain. But yet, I understand politically why you would want to do it in October because of an election. Also, with the economy doing quite well right now. The question is a corporate tax rate going down from 21 to 20? Okay, does it help? A little bit, yes. But why not go a little bit further if you really wanted to deal more with the middle class?
You know what? You talk about the corporate taxes in 2021. Does that really affect the middle class that much? Because if they've got investments at all, it's already in tax-sheltered retirement funds, right?
Say that one more time.
If the middle class has a lot of money invested anyway in the stock market, we're talking about corporate taxes, they're already sheltered in retirement accounts. Am I correct?
Not everything. I mean, a lot of people have savings in a 401k.
Yeah.
Well, they have none in the IRA or anything else.
Right.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people are not saving money.
Right. Well, the IRA is tax sheltered, though, until they're ready to retire.
The IRS, through for the Roth, is tax-free. I mean, it's after tax. But what I'm saying is not everything's tax sheltered out there.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to, I mean, if you take the withdrawal before, you know, a certain age and things of that nature. But what I'm getting at is that it's the savings from America's people are down.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is would that type of a tax help them out?
Everything would help a little bit, I believe, even if it's only 1%.
222-8255. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
On 995 North at Edgewood Avenue, there's an accident blocking the right lane. 295 North at 103rd Street, another crash. And if you're on I-10 heading into town, expect slowdowns starting at Cassett Avenue.
Here's some great News. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Hello, I'm attorney Kenny Lay of Florida's largest family law firm, Kenny Lay & Associates. We specialize in family law for men. That's all we do. That's our only focus. If you're a man and have questions concerning divorce, child custody, alimony, or any aspect of family law, you can simply visit our website at divorcemenonly.com. That's divorcemenonly.com. Kenny Lay & Associates. Men only, family law only. Offices Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Gainesville, and Ormond Beach.
We'll have a mix of sunshine and clouds today, a little muggy as well, and a high of around 90 degrees. Thunderstorms by afternoon, partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 76, and right now it is 76 at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
All right, so those you email me, yes, Roth IRA are tax-free. You do have to pay taxes after the income, but then again, when you read about your Roth, they're tax-free. If you need a little, I'm not a financial advisor on the radio. This is what I took, went to school for it, got licensed and stuff. I know this stuff. So yeah, some of you trying to email, you know, both Roth, you know, Roth IRAs are not tax-free. They are tax-free, not as far as going in when you have to put money away. Okay. Follow what I'm saying. Some of you are not listening clearly out there. Anyways, 222-TALK, 222-8255. It's amazing that this country is moving a little bit more to the conservative aisle with President Trump. And yet, leftist countries that have major problems with immigration and drugs, like Mexico, are moving further to the left out there. Do you see it? I mean, do you see any of these countries, again, free market policies, some would advocate the right way to go, Roger? They're not happening in many of these European countries and even south of the border.
You know what I believe with respect to Mexico's recent election? I wonder whether or not the separation images they've seen on their local TV channels had an effect on getting someone who was as different than Trump as possible. Who knows?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know where you're going with these conspiracies out there. All right. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Email address Ed at WBOB.com. Ed at WBOB.com. This is Talk Radio WBOB.